USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A National Security Council advisor who was listening in on the July conversation between President Trump and the leader of Ukraine has testified on Capitol Hill. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testified that he confronted the U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, who emphasized the importance that Ukraine deliver the investigations into the 2016 election, also the Bidens and Burisma. House Democrats have drawn up the ground rules for the impeachment probe going forward. The draft authorizes the chair of the House Intelligence Committee to conduct open hearings. It also grants the ranking Republican on the committee the authority to issue subpoenas with the agreement of the Democratic chair. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 19 points, the S&P 500 down 2.5, and the NASDAQ down 49 points. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There are still major wildfires burning out of control in northern and southern California. Fire crews are now preparing for a nightmare overnight, with winds predicted to gust up to 80 miles per hour. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
We have the most significant wind event in Los Angeles of the year. It will be starting this evening around 11 o'clock. It will peak at 3 a.m., but continue on through Thursday.
There are also big problems at the Kincade Fire, which is only 15% contained.
There are just over 90,000 structures threatened still within the fire area, as well as the suffering losses of about 124 structures, and another 23 being damaged.
Sonoma County spokesman George Rodriguez.
Currently we have an evacuation order for folks that totals around 150,000 people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with overwhelming force. That includes Russia, Syria, or any remnant of the Islamic State. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Two ex-governors are speaking out about the California wildfire season. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Noting hundreds of thousands of people being evacuated again, former California Governor Jerry Brown says the fires in that state show the world the horror of climate change.
And climate change is related to the fires in California. California is burning while the deniers make a joke out of the standards that protect us all.
Brown at that hearing about the Trump administration's decision to roll back auto emission standards. Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was focused on the firefighters involved.
We have the greatest firefighters in the world, bar none.
He spoke on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.